You tune to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm a Pete Day. Now, over the last few days, we've had a number of reports coming in of strange sightings in the Stratford area. Now, I know Stratford's always been a bit of a reputation as a bit of a place where you have to look out for yourself. But last Sunday, the place was invaded by aliens, yeah? I kid you not. There were Daleks, zombies, Cybermen, not to mention Darth Vader and some of his stormtroopers as well hanging around there. Well, now, here, live on the line, with the man responsible for this whole alien invasion, which are now live on the line. That's as long as the gremlins have, and they'll take it all away. Louis Savvy from the Festival Director of Sci-Fi London. Louis, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Okay, so it was you who was responsible for this alien invasion. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. we started a film festival 12 years ago because there just wasn't enough decent science fiction in the cinema. And about 4 years ago, we decided that we'd also have a little bit of fun and get a costume parade going. And so that's what we did on Sunday last week. And we had Daleks and Cybermen, as you said, Stormtroopers, Darth Vader, and all sorts of all manner of people in costume turn up. It was absolutely fabulous. Beautiful day. And I think everybody had a good time.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, of course, this is all part of a festival, which I understand is already underway, isn't it? Tell me what's happening.
Yeah, we started on Tuesday, and we're running through to Monday next week. So still lots and lots and lots to see. The great thing about sci-fi is I think there's a little bit of everything. You know, there's a bit of something for everyone. So we've got, sort of kids' movies on. We've got very highbrow, you know, cerebral Lithuanian movies. We've got, you know, crazy steampunk Chinese movies. You know, a whole range of stuff, including on Saturday night at the Stratford Picture House, we've got an all-nighter going on as well. So we've got movies starting at about 11:30, and it runs through till 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you fancy a marathon, then come down and join us for that.
I know, this all sounds a bit too scary for me, the all-nighter, I tell you. I mean, the thing about science fiction is, it's like, well, in some ways it's kind of light-hearted, but also some people take it very seriously as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I think in the same way as people who support, you know, football teams fanatically, you know, and collect all the shirts and the scarves and everything else, you know, there are some sci-fi fans who get involved in that way. But I think good science fiction is kind of in the background, you know. If it's a really good story, it's all about the characters. It's all about, you know, seeing what happens to them. I think sci-fi kind of gives you a good background for all of those, you know, for a good film in that way.
Well, I think there's something about it as well, is that, I mean, the thing about science fiction is, of course, there's no boundaries to it. I mean, if you set something, you know, on, you know, historically or whatever, but if, you know, you're always sort of bound by what actually did happen in history, or if you set it today, you're kind of, you know, you're bound by, you know, the views of, sort of like the norms of what's happened. But science fiction, it seems like there's no boundaries to it. You can have whatever limits of the imagination, isn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and also the great thing about sci-fi is you can use it as a mirror, you know, to society today. You know, you can, I mean, and that's the best science fiction, and also in a lot of drama, but science fiction particularly, you can put a mirror up to society today and say, well, look, this is where we are now, and, you know, this is where we might go if we don't do something about whatever it is, you know. So whether you tell that through an alternative reality or through time travel or through, you know, what might happen in space or, you know, a future dystopic, you know, society, you know, science fiction can give you all of that to, you know, and you can have a lot of fun with it as well, obviously, you know, but sci-fi, I think, is probably the only proper genre where you can do a real what if.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, science fiction's been around quite a long time. I mean, can you think of anything like going back through history where science fiction actually did get it right and predicted what's going to happen? Or, you know, was there certain things where they got it well out? Or
There's lots of it. I mean, you look at things like Star Trek, you know. There was a survey done a few years ago amongst physicists, and, you know, I think the number was something like 87% of the people who studied physics did it because they were influenced by things like Star Trek.
Really?
If anybody remembers their first, you know, other than the big brick phones, but that first flip phone that came from Motorola, you know, I mean, that was Jim Kirk and his communicator, you know. They didn't need to do that, but I'm sure they were influenced by it. And a lot of, you know, there are a lot of films that have sort of predicted you know, certainly technological change. And then if you look at things like 1984, you know, George Orwell's, you know, classic. I mean, we're not a million miles away from that with, you know, the way the media like to turn stories around, and we keep hearing things in the press about, you know, wars going on long way away from us, you know, and it's like the Pacificator in 1984, you know. So I think, again, science fiction, at its best, what it does is it looks at what where we are now, and you know, the possible dangers of how we act, you know, and it gives you that, you know,
it
gives you a chance to play around with those ideas.
It is, it's fantastic. Okay, I tell you what, loads and loads of events going on. Where can people find out about what they can come and see and things like that?
The best way, if you're on the internet, is just to go to scifilondon.com.
And that's www.sci, that's -fi-london, yeah, okay.
Yeah, or you can type it all in this one word, scifilondon.com as well, works just...
That comes up, does it? Or you can Google it or whatever, and I'm sure you'll find
exactly.
It like that.
And, or if you're in the area, just pop into the pitch house in Stratford and our programme and all that stuff. You'll see us, we're covered in balloons down there at the moment, and... so, you know, we've got films, I think our first film's on at 6 tonight, and then we're running through pretty much full on until Monday night. And we've got 4 world premieres coming up. We've got, like I said, the all-nighters. Monday morning, if you've got kids, bring them along. We've got a fabulous 1985 movie called Inner Space, which was directed by Joe Dante. And it's a really funny little comedy and very family-friendly, and it's free. As well.
That's so fantastic. And when's that again?
And that's on Monday morning. Monday at noon. That starts on Monday. Again, all the details are on there on scifilondon.com, or you'll find us on Facebook and Twitter, all the usual places.
Actually, it's a fantastic website. I did have a look at it, and there's loads of radio programs on as well. You can listen to as well, aren't they? You can. There's hours. I mean, I listened to a couple of them, and I thought, I'll have to keep coming back to this.
There's hours and hours and hours and hours of free radio. We've got lots of video on there as well, and the website is completely free, everything on there. And we're just, you know, we just keep adding content to that.
Yeah. Of all these events, though, is there one to you which is like your own personal favourite? The one you think, oh, I really want to see this?
It's so difficult to answer that question, again, because we've got such a mix of stuff. You know, if you're into zombies, come and see Dead Meat Walking. It's a documentary made about zombie walks, and it interviews the woman who started the first one in Toronto where 6 people turned up, through to the one last year in New Mexico where there were 15,000 people.
15,000 zombies.
Yeah, we didn't get close to that on our walk in Stratford, but maybe next year.
Maybe next time around, okay.
Yeah, I mean, and the director's coming over. We've got a great Lithuanian movie, and the director's coming over, and that's one of my real highlights. It's called Vanishing Waves. Very grown up science fiction film about a woman in a coma, and a guy who kind of tries to communicate through this special machine while she's you know, in her coma. It's a fantastic film. And if you fancy something really, really silly, then Tai Chi Zero on Saturday night is just fantastic. Steampunk monster, you know, big steampunk machines charging around, and brilliant kung fu. It's a really funny film, and we're doing it as a double bill. We're showing the sequel to it as well, Tai Chi Hero and Tai Chi Zero. All about a man who wanted to learn kung fu. He finds a kung fu village, and no one will teach him, but they keep kicking him around. And he finds a man who will teach him Tai Chi and the power of Tai Chi. It's very funny. Very funny.
This sounds absolutely fantastic. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? But before we go, yeah, can I just say, look, no, science fiction, yeah? It's been going for generations, yeah?
Certainly.
So what is it? What is it that actually makes it such an enduring thing, that actually makes it keep going? What's the one thing, do you think, that really pulls it together?
I think if you've got an inquisitive mind, if you've got a curious, you know, nature about you, then science fiction is, you know, that's the place where you can read stories, read comic books, watch films, and again, just tells, you know, just ask the question, you know, well, what if? And I think that's what's the great thing about science fiction. You know, you come to it with an open mind, and you question everything. You know, and science fiction gives you a kind of, it's a platform for people to play with ideas.
Louis Savvy, Festival Director of Sci-Fi London. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. And I'll tell you what, just keep listening to New Sound Radio 92 FM, because after the break, it kind of fits in with what you said. We've got a special event, reporting a special event that happened over West End Park at the weekend of storytelling.
Hey, fantastic.
Okay, stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Seven Kings Gymkhana on Green Lane.